Justice Lafley is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeier. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Pardon me, my throat is raspy. We had the wind up here last night, and the pollen was going around, and I got allergies this morning here. It's Tuesday, April 15th, 2014, middle of the month here. Zooming on into spring, or at least that's the official story about this. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room, managing the Truth Hyperdrive and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Hey, how about that human-caused global warming we are having? It was snowing last night in Knoxville, Tennessee. And apparently last night's snow in Michigan sent two cities, Detroit and Flint, to their all-time snowiest winters on record. Now, there's another late winter snowstorm. It's been hitting Nebraska. It is moving to the northeast. They're going to get more snow. Remember back in 2000 when all the carbon Nazis were saying because of global warming, snowfalls will be a thing of the past? Wrong. And still the carbon Nazis are out there trying to sell you this lemon. This is one of the biggest frauds ever perpetrated against the people of planet Earth by the one percenters. And yes, it was a conspiracy because it involved government agencies like NASA and NOAA. It involved educational institutions like Penn State and the University of East Anglia. It involved the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Anybody who says there's no such thing as wide-ranging government conspiracies, we've got one staked out naked on the ground for you to study and learn from. And they're still trying to push this nonsense. We were talking, I think it was just yesterday, about how the United Nations is saying that we can fight global warming by allowing more fracking, which makes no sense at all because methane is still a hydrocarbon. Burning it puts carbon into the atmosphere, and even worse, all these fracking wells are leaking methane. And methane is a far more potent greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide. But the focus is on carbon dioxide because they can blame that on you in order to guilt you out of your money and your obedience. Now, today is the one-year anniversary from the Boston bombing and the corporate media, their testimonials and tributes, and Joe Biden was on a video feed. They're trying to maximize the propaganda value out of it. Of course, questions still remain exactly what was going on. Questions about the FBI's execution of that one witness down in Florida, Ibrahim Todashev. We showed how the official coroner's report from Florida is fraudulent because it doesn't mention the gunshot to the top of his head, which we know exists because Todashev's father got a photo of it, and he was showing it to the media, and the media just did one of these, let's go talk about Pistorius or something. Now, remember, photos of the Tsarnaev brothers at the scene show them wearing gray backpacks. The photos of the remains of the pressure cooker bomb show it to be in a black backpack with this white patch on it, which exactly matches the backpacks that were being worn by these mysterious individuals in black jackets and tan pants that were also photographed on the scene. This appears to have been a staged event. They're still trying to milk it for its propaganda value. It's shameless. the way Biden and the rest of the government, they're dancing on the dead bodies to say, see, there's terror, you need us to protect you. No, we not. All right, turning on down to the situation at the Bundy Ranch. So far, things are remaining quiet on the ground there. But pretty much everybody is expecting the Bureau of Land Management to come back, because during the discussion and debate over the Bureau of Land Management's legal right to be there in the first place, a lot of very valid points have been raised. And the Bureau of Land Management, which said they were going to go back to the court system and seek redress there, they have to be realizing that in an honest court with an honest judge, they're probably going to lose. Now, Ron Paul is warning that the feds could launch a Waco-style assault against the Bundy Ranch as an object lesson to us uppity slaves, and he's absolutely right about that. What's really interesting, of course, is now Senator Reid is out there officially denying that there's any link between what's going on at the Bundy Ranch and his son's Rory's Chinese company deal, or fracking, or the gold mines, and they're saying there's none of that on the Bundy land. Well, of course not. Because until they get the Bundys off that land and confiscate it, they can't be selling fracking contracts on it or turning it over to Mark Rich's company that's running the gold mines in Nevada. But Senator Reid is out there saying that this is not over. This is not, we can't have an American people that violate the law and just walk away from it, so it's not over. He wants to get out there and talk tough. But the reality is the law is not on the side of Harry Reid. It is not on the side of his illegal donor, Harvey Whittemore, who has plans to commercially develop that land the Bundy Ranch is currently on. Nor is the law on the side of Rory Reid, Harry's son, who was hired by that Chinese energy firm, ENN Energy Group, to obtain land for a solar power plant and purchased $38 million worth of public land for just $4.5 million in a sweetheart deal. Now, here's the reality of the ownership of the land. The Bundy family purchased all of that land in 1877, only to have it seized by the government in the 1930s. This violates Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 of the United States Constitution, known as the Enclave Clause, which intentionally limited the federal government in how much land it could own. The federal government, under the Constitution, is only allowed to own land on which federal buildings and military installations sit. And the 10th Amendment prohibits the government from going out and seizing millions of acres of private and public lands because of turtles, or as is actually going on, to be sold to private corporations or pledged as collateral on out-of-control government borrowing. There is also the Homestead Law, which says ownership of the land belongs to those who have actually lived on the land and developed it, which the Bundys have done in an unbroken chain since 1887. The Bureau of Land Management does not have legal jurisdiction, as the land in question is actually under state control. So Mr. Reid does not, in fact, have the law on his side. He just wants the land for his political cronies, and he doesn't care about the rightful owners. The Bundys and the Patriots standing with him are defending the constitutional rights of all Americans against a central tyrannical government which is operating outside of the legal authority granted to it by the Constitution. Now, that Constitution, that is the original contract with America, and the federal government is lawful and legitimate only when it complies with the rules and restrictions we the people set forth in that document. Now, I went over to the NBC News website where Harry Reid's bluster and bluff was being put forward, and I posted the above as a comment to the story. And I went back and I looked later, and it had been deleted, even though there were other comments that referred to it, all of them congratulatory for pointing out the legal falsity about what's going on. But NBC News just decided that the fact that this federal land grab is a violation of the Constitution is not something their readers need to know. It'll just confuse their poor little heads, and we really can't let them see that. I understand some other people tried to repost my comment as well, and it was promptly deleted, which tells us all we need to know about NBC. Now, getting back to Senator Reid, apparently there has been an ongoing Utah state investigation into wide-ranging corruption that have found a great number of accusations of wrongdoing by Majority Leader Harry Reid. But the United States Justice Department is blocking a federal investigation. The Justice Department's public integrity section, which normally handles corruption cases, has rejected all of the FBI agents' requests to use a federal grand jury and subpoenas. So once again, we have the Department of Justice sitting out there and saying, oh, no, no, you can't prosecute our friends. You can't investigate our friends. Go after the Bundys. Go after whatever. By the way, the Bundys are claimed to owe $1 million to the government, and they send out the SWAT team. Al Sharpton supposedly owes $2.5 million. They're not harassing him. The law is supposed to apply equally to everybody, including the high. We'll be right back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked by a...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I've just been informed in an email from CollapseNet that Michael C. Rupert, who was the CollapseNet's founder and has a very long history trying to deal with government-sanctioned drug running, has died. It's being reported that it was a suicide, but there are no details, and there's always the exhortation, please don't resort to speculation. which is only going to fuel speculation here. Yesterday, we briefly reported on this shooting in Kansas City at this Jewish community center that was, they were so persecuted. And, of course, the only people who were killed in the shooting, they weren't Jewish, two Methodists and a Catholic. And this guy's name is Glenn Miller, like the big band star, as he was being driven away, was screaming, Heil Hitler, Heil Hitler. And he's a former North Carolina Ku Klux Klan leader. And I said, this reeks of being a staged event. It's just absolutely, it's just too over the top to be genuine. And it turns out there was reason to be suspicious, because over at counterpunch.org, they have an article basically identifying this guy as a known FBI informant. Now, remember, the FBI likes to infiltrate and take over control of organizations. You remember Elohim City was this religious enclave that was a part of the whole official story of the Oklahoma City bombing. This is, where, all the plotters were meeting and the rest of it. And it turned out during one of the court trials, it came out that Robert Miller, who founded Elohim City, was also an FBI informant. And we have seen in recent months how FBI informants will go out, they'll find some loser, they'll talk him into doing something, give him fake explosives, then arrest him for the news value, to make it look like the FBI is actually doing something about terrorism. I'm a little sad about this whole thing about Michael Rupert. Anyway, obviously, big news today over in the Ukraine. Ukraine's illegitimate government in Kiev, the coup d'etat government that installed themselves by force, has started to launch a special operation in the Donetsk region. They're trying to describe it as an anti-terror operation, but it isn't. They're trying to put down the democracy movement that's taking root in the eastern Ukraine. And Russia is cautioning that the violence being unleashed against those people risks a complete civil war all across Ukraine. Now, earlier today, four Su-27 fighter jets strafed the airfield in Kramatorsk, which was in the hands of separatists. And supposedly the government's taken it back over, but a lot of people got killed. Now, that's not police work. That's not even anti-terror. That's outright war. One of the Su-27s was apparently brought down. And I don't think it was the Russians in there. And so basically, the illegitimate government in Kiev is already using weapons of war against their own people. Gee, wasn't that the reason we were supposed to be in there in Syria, helping bring down the government of Assad, who dared use military weapons against his own people? And not only is the U.S. turning a blind eye to this, the U.S. is talking about sending more military weapons to Kiev to crush the democracy movement in eastern Ukraine. Ukraine's acting president is demanding the U.S., the United Nations send in peacekeepers. And probably as a result, we have this story in the Washington Times where the U.S. military in Europe is now on high alert to intervene with this escalation of violence by the Kiev government. Apparently over in Kiev, some of their declared presidential candidates have been attacked by mobs in the street. Now remember, these candidates didn't go through a primary process or a popular selection process. The installed government in Kiev simply said, they picked out a couple of their cronies and said, you, you're the candidates for president. And the people of Ukraine don't like having their candidates pre-selected any more than we do here in the United States of America. Kiev has ordered the reduction of water supplies to Crimea, trying to exert pressure on Crimea to leave Russia and come back to Ukraine. I don't think it's going to work. The Russians will have a pipeline in there in a matter of a week or two. And we're seeing this interesting story over in Blacklisted News pointing out this incredible, outrageous set of double standards displayed by the United States in Ukraine, where an illegitimate, unelected government installed by force somehow represents democracy, but all of these eastern Ukrainian cities demanding referendums of secession, those are terrorists that have to be put down. We're going to take a phone call here, George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike?
Doing okay.
Well, my allergies, I'm fighting them too. You know, the thing is, I'm surprised, you know, nobody in Nevada is talking about doing a RICO investigation of Harry Reid. Because this Bundy, them trying to take the land from the Bundys, this is racketeering written all over it.
This yes. Is,
and like I say, I think the people in Nevada need to call their state legislatures, call their attorney general and say have a RICO investigation against Harry Reid, because even though there has been a 17th Amendment supposedly been ratified, the state legislatures do have the power and the authority to recall a U.S. senator if there's corruption that has been found.
Yeah, but again, we're seeing the Department of Justice is blocking all investigation. So Harry Reid is one of the protected ones, the untouchables. Who knows where all the dead bodies are buried in Washington, D.C., and more importantly, how they got to be dead bodies. We know that there are people that are considered untouchable because they have information that could bring down the entire government. I would like to think I lived in a nation where the rule of law is going to be imposed on the ultra-rich and ultra-powerful, but it's clearly not happening. Remember, last week, Eric Holder was out there saying that he exercises tremendous discretion in who gets investigated or arrested. And this was in the context of Lois Lerner, who is still refusing to testify about IRS targeting of political dissidents. And it's been referred to the Department of Justice, and Eric Holder is saying, yeah, we're not going to do anything. This is our bud. This is my squeeze here. We're not going to prosecute our friends. We only prosecute our enemies. And, of course, that is dictatorship.
I wonder if Harry Reid would ever will return to Nevada anytime soon.
Well, I got to tell you, the next time he's up for re-election, I hope the people of Nevada will remember what happened at the Bundy Ranch. Again, we need to get rid of those electronic voting machines. Because we the people have been completely cut out of the political process by the massive, massive election fraud that takes place in this country.
Because I know when he was reelected, I know he wasn't reelected legitimately.
Yeah, that's kind of a given.
But anyway, another thing I kind of noticed, you know, this new bill, this new law that came out where if we file our taxes and we get a refund and we say our great-great-grandmother did not... was overpaid, that we can be forced to pay that?
Yeah, there used to be a statute of limitations on the collection of money owed the federal government, but that was repealed in 2011. And don't forget, of course, the Internal Revenue Service is going to be taking the Obamacare penalties out of all refunds if you did not sign up for an Obamacare-compliant health plan, which most people didn't. I mean, the RAND study says only 3.9 million people actually got insurance through the Obamacare exchange, and that means the other 320-odd million Americans are going to see their tax refunds confiscated. And the IRS is estimating they're going to be collecting $10 billion a year just in these Obamacare fines and taxes.
I didn't file mine, so they can't take a fine away from me.
Well, you know, that's actually a problem. Right now, tax noncompliance is something like 50% of the population. George, got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. And by the way, I just got an email from a listener. It's snowing in Kosovo right now. We'll be back after these few words.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Lindell, Indiana Radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to Mike Lindell, open your eyes. Tune in to Mike Lindell, Indiana Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm going to back up here to the Bundy Ranch because apparently there's a new situation. Remember when I talked about this NBC News website that was out there with Harry Reid saying, this is not over, grumble, 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 and how my comments about the U.S. Constitution and the Enclave Clause were purged, were Orwellized, and apparently I shouldn't take it personal. It's not happening to me. Now, you know that the desire to drive the Bundys off their ranch because of this Chinese solar power company was based on documents found at the website of the Bureau of Land Management. Those documents have now all been purged. That's no big surprise. We sort of expect that to happen in this day and age of cyber tyranny. What's really interesting is apparently the government has gone out to Google and persuaded them to delete that document from their Google cache and search results. They're trying to erase that. They're trying to make it go away. It's not going to go away. It's already out here. Harry Reid's a crook. And he's trying to steal the Bundy Ranch so his son can basically make this deal with this Chinese solar power company. And that's what's going on. And even setting aside that political corruption, the Bureau of Land Management seizure of land, and they're still after that 90,000 acres down along the Red River in Texas, And by the way, they're citing as precedent the fact that they took 150 acres away from one of the ranchers and didn't pay for it. That's a violation of the Fifth Amendment. But the Enclave Clause in the Constitution says the federal government can only own the land on which federal buildings and military facilities sit. The Tenth Amendment says they can't just go out and grab 1 million acres across the West because of endangered turtles and the rest of it. So they're already out there. They're trying to control the situation, and they can't. In this day and age of the Internet, once it's out on the web, it's there, and there is no taking it back. Now, as I mentioned, we got an email from a listener in Kosovo saying it's snowing there. Gosh darn, that human caused global warming. And that sort of segues indirectly into this article that's over at repam.com regarding Europe having cold feet on any more sanctions against Russia regarding what's going on in the Ukraine. Now, the U.S. government has been reassuring Europe and reassuring the Ukraine that if Russia does shut off that natural gas for non-payment, which is the situation they're in right now, that the U.S. will cover the shortfall, which means rationing and shortages here in the United States of America. But apparently Europe, for some strange reason, they don't think assurances by the U.S. government are really worth all that much, probably because of all the U.S. government assurances regarding the NSA spying, all of which turned out to be complete bovine excrement. So Europe is kind of, they're not enthusiastic about any more of these sanctions. But we know the U.S. needs a war. They're convinced that if they can get into a world war, it'll make the economic problems go away, or at least it will distract the American people from the economic problems. Because, hey, that's what worked in big mistake number one and big mistake number two. Apparently, there's a little bit of a shortage of assets, and apparently the Army has now started taking back Apache attack helicopters that had been given to the Air National Guard. So they're arming up here, and the National Guard is not at all happy about that. All right, let's see. We have the analog anarchist from Maine. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, I'm following this constitutional question on federal land acquisition quite closely here. What about the National Park Service? What about all the thousands and thousands expropriated for the Great Smokies National Park, the Adirondack Park, and specifically the Delaware Water Gap National Recreation Area? My land and that of 12,000 or more other people expropriated for the DWGNRA was taken by fee simple and perpetual flowage easement for maybe a quarter at most of market value.
Well, now, under theoretically, and I stress this is theoretical, the national parks still represent land that belongs to the American people, okay? The issue here at the Bundy Ranch is the grabbing of the public land for private use and private ownership. Remember, what's at the heart of this whole Chinese energy deal is the Clark County Commissioners basically took public land that belonged to all of you, the American people, and arbitrarily decided to sell it to a private corporation. The land was appraised at a value of $38 million. The Energy Corporation, being represented by Rory Reed, got it for $4.5 million. Mm. And again, the question is, a lot of this land grab is very dubious. Most of it goes back to 1970, when Richard Nixon was forced to end gold convertibility for the Federal Reserve note. Mm. Because the Federal Reserve had overprinted those pieces of ink and paper and used them to loot real manufactured goods and agricultural produce from other countries. Until finally France stood up and said, look, we've got a huge pile of these paper tickets. We want to redeem them for gold at $35 an ounce, as agreed to on Bretton Woods. And Nixon looked in Fort Knox and said, they realized they didn't even begin to have enough gold. And so he slammed the gold window shut. This put downward pressure on the dollar internationally because all of a sudden those nations who were loaning money to the United States came to the sudden realization the United States did not actually have enough gold to collateralize those loans. They didn't even have enough gold to redeem all the Federal Reserve notes in international circulation. So Nixon started the Environmental Protection Agency, a clear violation of that enclave clause, that went out and started grabbing public land and some private land, often without any compensation at all, and walled it away from the American people. Now, with the national parks, the model is that the government is acting as a caretaker of our public lands. But what they're not allowed to do is claim ownership over them, and they're certainly not allowed to carve them up and sell them off to private interests.
Well, yes, but they do that and lease it. My land was taken by the Army Engineers for the Park Service, and most of the people that were not in the area of a reservoir that was never built. Look it up sometime. Look up Kintzua Dam.
You were wrong. You were. I mean, it's been going on all along, and they're all crimes against the Constitution. This government clearly is not following the limits of the Constitution, and that's why it's illegal and illegitimate. You were wrong. You know, you have a legitimate beef against the government right now.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. All righty. Let's see. U.S. household income continues to fall. No surprise there. But the 1%, they're doing great. They're having a wonderful old time. You know, the money is just flowing from your labor to their pocket. And they think that's just exactly the way it should be. Now, we're looking at this article out of Russia Today, and it's talking about a scientific study that was conducted on the U.S. political and economic system. And they came to the conclusion that the United States is not a democracy at all. It is now an oligarchy, which is another word for fascism, in which ordinary American citizens, such as you and I, have been absolutely disconnected from the political process through massive election fraud, those electronic machines, and all the political policy in the country, in the government, is being set by the ultra wealthy, as illustrated by that Supreme Court decision removing campaign donation limits from the wealthy on the basis that money is speech. The government is just now officially up there for sale. And the ordinary American people, we've lost all voice in the government. We can't get them to call off this global warming hoax. We can't get them to repeal Obamacare. We can't get them to stop all these wars. Now, what this is, of course, is taxation without representation. And in that little grade school that I went to in Loudoun, New Hampshire, I was taught that's a legitimate reason to fire the government, along with enslaving us to private central banking. All righty, let's see. We're going to take another phone call. Bill in Texas, aloha. Bill, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, I've got a couple of real quick points. Big Bend National Forest here in Texas is one of the larger national forests, and I used to go to it a lot. And last time I went, there was a blue sign at the entrance that said, under UN control. And then here in Austin, a couple of months ago, I had to go to the Jewish Community Center. And that was like getting into a military base, you know, huge fence, armed guards, cement pillars where you got to do a zigzag.
Well, you know, after 9/11, there was all this money that was poured into the Department of Homeland Security to make us all more secure. And these Jewish community centers and synagogues, they got the lion's share of it. They got most of it. They had oodles and oodles of tax money to spend to armor themselves. And the rest of America actually got very, very little. Now, as far as UN control over our national parks, I do not accept that the U.S. government has the lawful authority to take our public lands and cede them to foreign control, whether it's to Israel, China, or the United Nations.
I hear the music.
Okay?
Well, thank you very much.
All right. All right, we're going to let you go. We're going to take a break for some commercials, and we will be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas.
And yeah, aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go to the phones here. Bill in California. Aloha, Bill. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. You had a caller earlier that addressed the RICO Act and why it hadn't been filed against Harry Reid.
Yes.
And what I went to the FBI and filed racketeering charges against those people already.
And
the problem there, and it was some of the stuff that I've done already. I also spoke to the man who wrote the RICO Act. He's like a Mr. Blakey.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in town meeting with Harry Reid discussing solar panels when I spoke to him.
Okay.
And what I was trying to do before, when I tried to email you some stuff before, I don't know if it sounded like it was too much information or what, but I don't know if it went into a spam folder or what I did, but the few times I've tried to email you recently to give you the follow-up on it, my email must not be getting to you. But either way, it's here nor there. What I did was I went to the FBI, I filed the racketeering charges involving Harry Reid, and what happened was he assigned the case to a federal judge named Roger Hunt that he personally appointed, and at that time it was dismissed, which prevented it from getting heard. And then the person that I spoke to at the FBI was removed from her post, and then the person that ran the FBI office here was replaced also. And now they got a female.
Imagine my shock. Imagine my shock.
And,
okay?
And that's all I can really say other than, you know, there's a lot more information that, that you can see that connects the dots, but no matter what you do in Nevada, you can't get anywhere with it because there's an insider at every branch of government. Like if you try to go somewhere and make a report, it just, it gets stonewalled and blocked and it doesn't go anywhere and it protects the little kingdom that they have in place, so to speak.
Well, you know, I learned that one the hard way myself a little more than 20 years ago when, quite by accident, I stumbled over indications that White House Deputy Counsel Vincent Foster had not been suicided or was not the victim of a suicide but had been murdered and made to look like a suicide. And I tried to do, you know, what law-abiding American citizens do. When you see something, you say something. And I tried to bring this information to the attention of the authorities and the TV news networks, and I got my career in Hollywood destroyed for it. So there's nothing new about this. The system is completely corrupt, and what corrupted it was that private central bank, because it has made the lust for those ink and paper tickets the dominant modality for our entire society. It's destroyed all that used to be best in the American character. All of the considerations are secondary to piling up a bigger stack of that that ink and paper stuff than anybody else. Bill, we're going to let you go here. I want to get back onto some of these news topics here. Over at the Chicago Sun-Times, they ran an article announcing that they're ending the practice of reader comments on articles, and they're trying to sell it as a good thing. The headline of the story is, "Are you sick of internet comments? Us too, and here's what we're doing about it." Now, what's going on is if you look at a lot of these articles that are allowing comments, these comments are usually challenging the accuracy of the story and challenging the propaganda spin in there. A good example would be yesterday when I posted my comment about Harry Reid's claim that the law was on his side to that NBC affiliate's website, and it was promptly removed. So the corporate media wants to back out of allowing comments. They want to go back to the old model of, we will put it out there and you will simply accept it and you're not allowed to talk to each other about whether or not it makes any sense. And so clearly they're very, very scared about what's going on. They're trying to go back to the golden days at the height of the Cold War in the 1950s and 1960s where the government would proclaim, the corporate media would regurgitate, and the prostitutes and correspondents at the network news didn't have to worry about the public standing up and saying, we don't believe you. We think you're full of it here. Now, down in Australia, their researchers are saying what we have known has been going on here in the United States of America. Their stock market is being manipulated. And apparently what they've uncovered is this manipulation is taking place just before the markets close in order to boost bonuses for the fund managers. And again, the Australian government doesn't seem any more inclined to do anything about this fraud in the stock market than the SEC is willing to do here in the United States of America. It's just, it's all little money junkie club. You know, and whatever makes huge amounts of money and shares it is good. And anybody who challenges that orthodoxy is a heretic and has to be burned at the stake. Article over at socialeurope.eu, Greece, can it get even worse? Because the situation is just deteriorating down there. They've had nationwide strikes. They've had protests against austerity. There's been talk about a third bailout for Greece. The Greek prime minister is saying, no, we're not going to do that, because you need to remember, a bailout is not a gift. It is simply another loan to plunge the nation and its people deeper into debt. When there is a bailout someplace, somebody has to pay for it. When the U.S. Congress was bailing out Wall Street following the collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud, you got to pay for it. They don't make money up and just give it away. It's considered a loan against the population. It's also odious debt, I might add. Apparently down in Venezuela, they're having massive protests there. The government is using tear gas and rubber bullets. Now, we need to hold open the possibility that these protesters in Venezuela are just more of these covert regime change operatives that the U.S. is sending into all countries that refuse to play the game by the Bretton Woods and petrodollar rules. It seems to be going on all over the world right now. At edfdailynews.com, Jim Rickards is out there saying that money printing has to destroy confidence in the dollar at some point, and I think it's already happening. And I think that's the reason why the Federal Reserve is saying we can't go on with this quantitative easing, just creating this $120 billion every month to pour all over the federal government and Wall Street to keep them ticking along. And he goes on to say that, you should have physical gold, physical silver, not necessarily as an investment, but as wealth protection. Because those paper dollars, those computer dollars, are already declining in value. Now, here's a very bizarre story, and I'm not sure how true it is, and if it is, we have to ask why. But apparently over at Goldman Sachs, they're making noises about getting out of the high-frequency trading system. Now, I don't think Goldman Sachs is doing that out of a sense of morality or ethics or concern for the damage high-frequency trading is doing to the economy because it's reaping them huge amounts of money. I think their concern is that public pressure is forcing the government to start looking at high-frequency trading, and I think they're getting out now and shutting it all down to conceal the scale of the theft that they've carried out with these computer systems. Russia is talking once again about a new gold-backed ruble as an international trade and banking currency. Russia, Kazakhstan, and Belarus are setting up a new joint currency. They expect to have it fully implemented by 2025. My guess is that under current economic sanctions pressure, it'll probably accelerate that timetable. But people are already moving away from the U.S. dollar for international trade and banking faster than the U.S. can conquer them or covertly overthrow them. Now, over in Russia, Gazprom, their Russian oil firm, is saying that their Asian buyers for Russia's oil and gas can pay them in euros and not the dollar. Now, of course, in the American corporate media, this is all being spun as Russia declares war on the U.S. dollar. No, the U.S. dollar has hit the iceberg. It's down by the bow. It's sinking fast. And Russia and China and all these other countries are heading to the lifeboats. There's no war on the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar was destroyed from within by that private central bank issuing all of the dollars as loans at interest. And any nation getting away from the dollar is doing so not out of hostility to the United States government, but out of self-preservation. We'll be back after our top of the hour break. Stay tuned.